that it's cool, you think that it's safe. Say no to smoke, say no to vapes.
Say no to vapes. Yeah, say no to smoke, say no to vapes. The PSA right here on CJAD 800. Well, listen, it's not a complete saying no to vapes, but there's certainly more rules coming into effect when it comes to vaping. Say adios to your favorite flavored vapes, bubble gum, fruit punch. Vapes with flavors other than tobacco will soon be banned in Quebec. New rule will come into effect in 90 days. On top of the flavor ban, Quebec's going to also limit the nicotine concentration of vaping products. Legault government and Health Minister Christian Dubé deciding to move forward with this draft regulation to tighten the screws on the vaping industry. Some people think that this is a long time coming. Maybe it should have been done a long time ago. Others, by the way, I know some vaping people that are upset over this move. Let's get one take on this. Floyd Ducat joins us, co-director of the Quebec Coalition for Tobacco Control. Flory, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ilya. Hello.
So what's the view of the Quebec Coalition for Tobacco Control? What's your view on these new regulations that are going to come into effect?
We're really pleased with the regulatory package. We're one of the groups that had been calling this for a number of years now, with the vaping surge that had been observed in Quebec youth. It's actually a phenomenon across the country. Some provinces have already moved forward, especially in the Maritimes, with these measures. But now it's good news to see Quebec finally move forward as well.
So, you know, Flory, I've heard in the past, you know, some people say, well, you know what, as long as it's smoking, as long as it's not smoking a cigarette, this is a win, right, to get people vaping instead of smoking. But real world, how has it actually impacted people? What has actually happened because of the prevalence of vaping and vaping products?
So I can speak to like the numbers for Quebec. So since 2017, if we compare 2017 to 2021, for every four smokers that switch to vaping products, there are five consumers that are now vapers that had never smoked.
Ah.
And 80% of the time, those new consumers are minors, they're kids. And so that's what we're trying to tackle here. The idea is not to deprive smokers of vaping products. The flavorless and the tobacco-flavored products will remain on the market. They'll be available in dépanneurs and in vape shops. But the more appealing and attractive flavors for youth, all the fruit flavors, the mint, the menthol, and, you know, when I speak of fruit, I just, you know, it's important to, like, it's like a buffet of flavors. There's that. Pink lemonade, there's watermelon, strawberry, there's all kinds of like frosted, minty berries, peach, mm-hmm. etc. All those flavors will not be available in dépanneurs or vape shops. But should a manufacturer decide to get their product certified with Health Canada and prove that there is therapeutic value, that this product is like all the other pharmacotherapies that exist, you know, whether it's the patch, the lozenge, the inhaler, and that they effectively help smokers quit, well, then they could get their product certified, and then those products could be flavored, they could be advertised, and they'd be available in pharmacies. They'd be prescribed by doctors.
Uh-huh.
But what we've observed on the market is that manufacturers have not gone through that pathway. So they want to say publicly that their products are really there to help smokers, but none of them have wanted to like provide the proof, get all that work done to ensure that they are putting on the market the safest and most effective products and really just target adult smokers. No, they're very happy to see a huge contingent of young people, especially mm-hmm. never smokers, use their products and get hooked on them, because that means they've got a continued consumer base.
And Flory, you know, it's so interesting for me because I've never smoked in my life. I never smoked. I never vaped. I don't get it, right? I never got addicted, obviously. That never happened to me. I guess I was lucky. I didn't end up in the schoolyard after school one day where someone, you know, like so many different things could lead to getting addicted to cigarettes or vaping, right? I was lucky it never happened to me here. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you about worries about the repercussions, right? So one of the things that I hear is, okay, so Quebec bans them and everyone can just go online and order them online. So, you know, how do you think you pass this regulation, but real world, won't it just lead to stuff just happening online and through the mail? And are we in a better situation if that happens?
So there's certainly challenges, but that's true for everything. That was true also when we banned those flavored cigarillos or mentholated cigarettes back in 2016. And although we did hear those type of arguments, especially from industry and from convenience stores, that didn't materialize. We didn't see an increase in overall contraband. We didn't see a specific, we actually saw declines in people using the product. So that doesn't matter whether it's, you know, from the legal or illegal market. When you ask people, are you smoking mentholated cigarettes? The rates of flavored cigarillos and mentholated cigarettes dropped in the Quebec population and actually across the country as different provinces and then the federal government moved in with comparable measures. Mm-hmm. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. The idea is that regulations that change products will also, and if the large manufacturers are compliant to that, that will also change consumer habits. That's just the way it goes. That's always been the case for tobacco. You know, you could go, lots of people could go on reserves and buy packs that don't have warnings. But the fact is that most people don't smoke contraband. Mm-hmm. And contraband has been stable despite the different regulations that have been put forward since 2011.
Are you worried about other loopholes? Let me just we got a note from a listener here, okay? Mm-hmm. And they said this to us. They're like, "Well, now with this new regulation, here's what the vape shops will do. They're going to sell the flavors separately in a little bottle, and then the user will go home and mix the regular cartridge that you could still buy with a flavor package." And they'll just create another industry of separating the flavor from the nicotine cartridge. Are you worried about loopholes like that?
Well, I mean, industry's always been very creative, and especially the vaping industry has just, we've seen in the past few years, it's a pretty rogue industry to begin with, right? So, I mean, for vape shops, one out of five is selling to minors, 60% uncompliant on the various federal regulations. So, like, definitely there's going to be challenges. But if it's a liquid, even if it's the flavors, they're meant to be vaped, they're covered through the regulation. And, I mean, this essentially Quebec is not the first one doing it. These regulations exist in Hungary and Finland for a number of years, in the state of California, in the state of New York. They've been enforced in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island. So, I mean, we're seeing that these regulations have the capacity to, or these measures have the capacity to reduce the attractiveness, the appeal of vaping products among youth. And it's a good thing to do. I mean, the status quo was untenable. Now, will governments need to be vigilant in enforcing it, in ensuring that they close loopholes as they arrive? Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I think that the idea here is if the industry is really sincere about wanting to help smokers quit, they should get their products certified. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're not doing it should say something to people, to media, to elected officials. We have an industry that is based on getting people addicted to nicotine. That is their modus operandi. This is what their revenues depend on. And it's normal and responsible for governments to intervene to prevent that.
Flory, we got to leave it there. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
That's Flory Ducat, co-director of the Quebec Coalition for Tobacco Control.